This is Day to Day. In Afghanistan, a caller claiming to be from the Taliban tells Reuters it sent a suicide bomber to attack Vice President Dick Cheney today. I'm Luke Burbank.
I'm Alex Chadwick. The vice president was safely inside a U.S. airbase outside Kabul when a suicide bomber struck at a gate to the base. The Associated Press reports at least 20 people died in the attack, and at least one of the dead is an American soldier. The vice president was unhurt, but said he did hear the explosion. We're joined from Kabul by Tim Albone. He's a reporter for The Times of London. Tim, you've been to the site of this bombing. What is it like, and how close is it to where Mr. Cheney was staying?
Well, it was probably about a mile from where Mr. Cheney was staying. But by the time I got there, most of the carnage had been cleared up. But speaking to witnesses, it sounded absolutely horrific. I spoke to one guy who was only 10 meters away from the blast, just protected by a truck. He said he lost 11 friends in the bomb. He said legs, arms, faces were blown off, but legs and arms were sort of flown all over the place. He said blood was everywhere. People rushed to help after the blast had gone off, but it sounded very horrific.
This was in the morning there, and I guess people were waiting to get onto the base, workers, that sort of thing?
Exactly, yeah. There was sort of around 200 workers waiting at the first American checkpoint to be searched before they could go on the base. So there's also a big truck park there where truckers wait to have their truck searched before they drive onto the base. And the suicide bomber, he pretended to be a truck driver, so he sort of walked up to the checkpoint, asked if he could have the relevant forms that truck drivers need to fill in, and as the guy was reaching for them, he detonated his bomb.
How credible is this claim of responsibility by the Taliban?
Taliban claims are never credible. There was no way they were going to get anywhere near Cheney, but I think it's more symbolic. I think perhaps they knew Cheney was there, and they thought a suicide bomb on the day Vice President Cheney is in Afghanistan would be a huge publicity coup, which indeed it has been.
Still, a couple of hours after the attack, the vice president went ahead with a meeting with the president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai. This is following a meeting yesterday that he had with the president of Pakistan. So what happened today? Do you know what came out of that meeting?
Mr. Cheney was meant to meet Karzai yesterday, but that was delayed to today because it was snowing here yesterday, so his flight was cancelled. There hasn't been too much coming out of the meeting, but from what I hear, Cheney basically just reassured President Karzai that America was committed to Afghanistan, that its troops were here for the long haul, and that it was determined to fight and beat Taliban insurgents.
Well, there is anxiety about that, the so-called spring offensive that the Taliban are planning for the coming months as soon as the weather breaks. Tell me, as a kind of a gauge of where things stand, how common are suicide bombings in Kabul and indeed throughout Afghanistan now?
Suicide bombings are becoming increasingly common in Afghanistan, but they're still fairly rare in Kabul. The last 24 hours, there has seen 3 suicide bombings. Last year, there was 150 in total. But what's worrying for NATO and American forces is that the Taliban have promised more suicide bombings this year. They've claimed they've got up to 2,000 suicide bombers trained, primed, and ready to attack.
And you're saying there were 3 suicide bombings in Kabul just in the last 24 hours?
There was one in Kabul, one in Kandahar, and one in the east. So they were spread out across the country.
Still, that sounds like a lot to me.
Yeah, no, it is. I can't remember. I've been here a year and a half, and I can't remember there ever being that many in one 24-hour period.
Would you read that as a sign of increased Taliban presence in the country?
Certainly, I think this spring is going to be the bloodiest since the fall of 2001. I mean, I've been speaking to a lot of Taliban contacts, and they're all currently in Pakistan at the moment, ready and waiting for the weather to warm up and to come back into Afghanistan. But they're promising a much bloodier year than last year, which, I mean, last year 4,000 people died, so it could be a very bloody year.
Tim Albone, reporting from Kabul, Afghanistan, for The Times of London. Tim, thank you.
Thanks a lot.